Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Peanut Butter Pounds Power Encouragement Podcast. My name is Steve Rhodes.
I'm Charlene.
I'm Dayton.
And I have a couple more questions.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Yeah, you know, do you ever watch in the war the kamikaze pilots?
Yeah.
Why were they wearing helmets?
That is a good question.
You know, they could have left it behind for somebody who needed it, yeah. Right? Here's another one, too. What do you say to God when he sneezes?
You bless you?
Yeah,
you bless you.
That's about as good as anything. Okay, now that we've gotten the joke part of it out of here, we'll talk about something serious like the peanut butter promise.
Okay.
Very serious. Yeah. Let's get serious here.
I don't know. I've read the book. There's a lot of non-seriousness.
Dayton's going to give a book review here, and it's going to be better than my mom gave it. My mother has endorsed every one of my books.
Oh, yes.
I do not want you to buy this book because I say it's good, but...
Mom says it's good.
I failed to see the humor in that. But Mom says my books are very good. She's bought every one of them. And Dayton's going to give a book review of The Peanut Butter Promise, which says that you were born with every talent, ability, and gift necessary, desire, and personality to fulfill your God-given purpose. God-given purpose, the key there, by the way. Special people called Peanut Butter Promise partners will come into your life at just the right time to help you fulfill your purpose, and those dreams and desires that you had in your heart, they're going to come to pass if they're in agreement with your purpose, but at the right time, and even despite mistakes you've made. This may shock both of you, but I have made mistakes in my life.
No,
I'm not kidding.
So have
you.
I.
No, I'm not kidding.
It's amazing. We're humans.
Mom's word.
Yeah. But anyway, this is a Thanksgiving program here, and I was so busy working that I didn't have time to make the turkey. We were going to have stuffing and everything here, and yeah. So anyway, just bear with us here, but we're going to be talking about living every day with Thanksgiving because they call it Thanksgiving Day. Well, we'll call it Thanksgiving Life. But I want to talk about what my version of Thanksgiving, and correct me if I'm wrong, my deadly inaccurate opinion, I do believe that, you know, Thanksgiving is about eating turkey, it's about watching football, it's about resting, amen, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It involves that, but I'm not sure if that's all it's about.
You know what
about.
Makes all those things good?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Doing it with the family.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's what makes
it.
Right. To watch the game with you. Okay, you're right. You can't watch the game. It's not good for man to watch a game alone. I think it says in 3 Carnations 8 somewhere it says something.
3 Carnations.
Okay.
The Book of Rose.
Enough about me here. Thanksgiving. What is it, Charlene?
Thanksgiving is a time that we get together with family and friends and share our gratitude, things that we're grateful for. This year has been one heck of a year to try to get through. And so I think this Thanksgiving is going to be one of those times of celebration that will be limited to family, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And close family.
Very
close family. And so I look at our table as being surrounded, but not by everybody that we'd like to have there. But at the same token, we will be grateful that we made it to Thanksgiving through this year that we've been through and the things that we have had to face due to the coronavirus and, you know, and all of that. This year is going to be a little different, yet you can make it the best you can as long as you're sharing it with the people you love and making sure that you let them know that you love them and that you're grateful for them in your life. I think, you know, every Thanksgiving I've ever prepared, the meals and stuff, it was always my children on my mind, my family on my mind, you know, how they'd be at my table and how they would be able to be with me that day. And I would do everything. I go all out to make sure that day was just a wonderful meal together and time spent together. And it is sometimes watching a football game, but with them there and taking a little nap because you're so tired from the turkey and taking a relaxed time day off of just being grateful for the things and that God has blessed us with. Most importantly, those people that are in our lives. My mother passed away on April 15th this year, and we have not been able to do any memorial or anything for her due to the COVID. And so there are a lot of things going through people's hearts and minds this year, but I really want to take the time to give thanks that I was able to make the last moments with my mom in the last round of her life, a better relationship for her and I. And so I can look at the good things. It's an attitude of Thanksgiving that you need to really prepare your heart and mind to think about the things you're grateful for.
Amen.
Being thankful, being grateful is definitely a choice. You gotta make that choice. Interesting things you said there. A couple things. One, I really hope that the internet's running really slow on Thanksgiving Day because so many people are reaching out on FaceTime, on Zoom, on their phones, trying to talk to those people they can't be with. That's one of my hopes, is that people are reaching out. Yes, spend that quality time with those really close to you and have that time.
Yes.
But then once that time is done and you've had your time reach out to everybody else that you can't be out with. That's important that they hear from you, that just because you're not with grandma who's in a different state and she's not coming in for Thanksgiving, or you're not going there, make sure you're reaching out to them and let them know you're thinking of
them. Call them.
The other thing you mentioned was, so I'm working a few part-time jobs in this career lull, as I'll put it.
Yes.
And I have been doing some of the cooking at my house because Tracy works a full-time job, 8 to 5, and I find myself at home some points during the day.
Sure.
If you are not cooking for somebody, that's the only reason I do it, knowing that she's coming home and she needs food. Otherwise, I'd be eating pretzels out of a bag.
Right.
I cook because I want her to come home after a long day of work and go, here, dear, sit down, relax, eat some food. I know you're hungry.
Get some nourishment.
Like, that is the only reason I would ever cook a meal for somebody, because I want to make them happy.
Right.
So when you said that that's what you were thinking of, when now I get it. Why do people get together and spend hours cooking a meal that's going to be done in 15, 20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they want that gathering time.
Right.
They want to make other people happy.
Make it special.
They're thankful for those people in their life.
Yes.
So they're willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. I've never really thought about cooking much because I just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tracy's a great cook.
Yeah.
My mom, her mom, they just cooked.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to think about cooking. Yeah. Now that I'm doing it and it takes so long to prepare a meal, I'm like, wow, this is an act of service.
Mm-hmm.
This is love.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good husband.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but
what are a couple of your dishes that you?
There's these things called recipes.
Yeah.
You follow them, it makes food. Like, it's amazing.
Like a meal.
It's like a meal that you can make if you just follow the steps. Now, you got to follow the steps. You know, I'm the guy that, here's all the ingredients, throw them in a bowl. Now what do I do? Oh, I wasn't supposed to throw that all in the bowl.
There were
steps
to do.
And the hot dog is done when it blows up in the microwave.
That's what I used to do.
Hey, now, you guys know me. I'm not one to bloviate and gloat or anything, but I want to just throw a word out here. Tryptophan. That's the word.
Yes.
Turkey.
From Turkey.
That's the word.
It's an amino
tryptophan.
Acid.
I don't know how to spell tryptophan, but
I do.
I think that's the one that makes you tired. I don't know. I sleep after every meal practically, but
you're not
talking about
it's that. An amino acid. I used to run a health store. That's where I first learned about the tryptophan trip. It has a calming effect.
Yeah. I want to talk about something, you know, Dayton said, and the Peanut Butter Promise certainly believes it. It is gratitude that opens up the door to blessing. It is having a positive attitude, and it's tough.
Yeah.
But you can, as Dayton so aptly points out all the time, you can either choose to have a good attitude or a bad attitude. Look, it's not what happens to you that makes the difference. It's how you react to what happens to you, because it happens to all of us. We've all been through different things. But once you get to the other side, and you can breathe again, guess what? Through what we call the power of the common experience in the book, you're able to help somebody else.
Yes.
Dayton, what are the couple of things that you constantly pray for? You know, Lord, send me people so that I can help them with.
So I worked in radio for 27 years, and I decided we were going to move to Milwaukee, and I was going to get out of that business to get closer to family. We're at the stage in our lives where we're like, our kids are there. Our families have always been there.
Yeah.
We've gone there all the time. Let's just do this because this is what's important to us, is being close to our family.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time frame, now I find myself without a career. I'm working part-time jobs, as I mentioned. And I think that the reason God's putting me through this, I had 3 job offers kind of fall through that were like, we're going to move forward. Here we go. Oh, sorry, we can't. We've run out of money. Advertisers have stopped advertising, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think God has me here so that down the road I can go through with other people that are going through it to say, look, I've been there.
Yes.
I've had to pick up odd jobs. I've had to curb my spending. I've had to really consider what's important, what I need to put money into versus what I don't. So I think as I look, as I go through things, I try to, like you said, figure out why am I going through this? Right. I'm grateful for this time. I've written a song. Mm-hmm. I've done 20-mile bike rides. I've read more books this year than I've read ever before. Mm-hmm. It's just given me a time to do things that, because I was working 60 hours a week, I didn't have time to do. So that's a blessing. Right. Through the valley, there's blessings if you look for them.
Right.
I hope that my life with Tracy, our 26 years of marriage and raising our kids and two other sets of brothers that have come through our home, that we can then talk to others who are dealing with kids. Right. My wife does it all the time. Yes. She is a go-to for several different women who go, what do I do?
Yeah.
Not only with our kids, but with marriage. Right. You know, our marriage has not been perfect by any means. But she specifically has come through the times that we've been through and now is coaching other women and teaching them how to get through the times that they're going through.
Yeah.
I think when a family gets young ones inserted in, when there's a couple and suddenly there's a couple of young kids in the house,
right,
it's trying.
Yes.
It's great. It's fun. Kids are beautiful. But they're a lot of work.
Yes, they
and
are.
It causes strain. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to pray, God, let us take that knowledge and what we've been through and give it to others.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
You know, and that's a choice. That's a decision you've made. Gratitude. I think of that word, and it's grateful attitude. Mm-hmm. And we have a choice. I remember somebody sharing with me the other day, and I've been remembering this since. You wake up in the morning, first of all, your eyes open, you can see. Your ears are listening. You breathe. You have breath. You have a lot to be grateful for. You're waking up. You're still here. And if you're still here, feel your wrist. You got a pulse. You got a purpose. It's time to get up and be grateful for that moment that you can get up and say, hey, today's going to be a great day. I don't know what's going to come my way, but I'm going to get through it. And making that decision to do that. You know, I've gone through a lot of stuff where I didn't feel like that every morning. I felt like staying in bed and turning over and forgetting about the fact I had breath and forgetting about the fact I could see and hear until one day it just popped in my mind and heart. You need to be thankful. Think about the things that you're thankful for. So I went through the alphabet one morning before Steve and I got up out of bed. He was still sleeping. And I went through the ABCs of everything that I was grateful for. And I got to Z. And I thought, you know what? X was hard. But Z, I was like, now I'm zealous. Now I have zeal. Now I can get up and I can do what I need to do. And A was, I am awesome. I can do this. I can get up. By the time I got up, it was Z and I was zealous. I had zeal for the day and I was ready to go. So you can do this. You can make something that is difficult come out a little bit better. I made a quote one time and I will always stick to this quote. You may not be in the best place, but you can find the best in that place if you look for it. And it's the same thing with God. God is good all the time. It doesn't matter what situation you're in or not. He's got something good. He never leaves the scale unbalanced. If you're going through something really tough, then watch for the good to come because he never leaves those scales unbalanced. I know when I've had something really, really good happen to me and the scale went down, I knew something was coming my way. But by the time it came, it was like, oh, that's not so bad. Why? Because this took over. I remembered what he gave me. I remember the good. So it's an attitude. It's a gratitude attitude.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, we're trying to say that we should be thankful every day. And, you know, you guys were saying it's not about just the turkey and football. And
no,
the next
Steve,
thing you're probably going to tell me is Christmas is not, please don't tell me Christmas is not about just the presents. I need presents this year. So please, during the Christmas special, which
Steven.
Is coming.
Presents with a C.
Please.
Yeah, we want presents. His
I want
presents.
You to tell you, and Charlene's ABCs, whatever, the X was excellent, I'm sure.
It was, but I didn't say anything.
Didn't we have to get going here and whatever, but I don't want to put you on the spot, but you talked about you've written a song. I sang in the Campbell Sport Junior High chorus.
So okay? low that so, nobody could hear him.
You know, once you get it written and, you know, you get the studio musicians and whatever,
I'll knock on your
give
door.
Give me a call, buddy. Yeah, Pat Pelichek, Dean Allman, Gary Oderkirk, and myself, we sang A Cowboy's Work Is Ever Done, quarterback choreography and everything in the 73 pop. I'm just saying that Mr. Peanut Butter Promise here has more tools in the tool chest than whatever.
Certainly is spreading it, right. Isn't he?
I have a confession to make here. Yes. I'm not as much of a big shot as I come off to be here.
No.
I know that comes as a surprise to you guys. I have I have insecurity relapses about every 17 seconds.
Enough about you.
Enough about
So anyway, about Thanksgiving and Christmas, about the presents. Yeah. Your presents. If you could just, you know, help with dishes. That would be good.
You know, the best part about making dinner. Is
I did read in a report one time there has never been a husband shot while doing the dishes.
No, never. So, I mean, never, ever.
Dayton, where can they find us here and order a book that can benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Fond du Lac and a bunch of
Go to peanutbutterpromise.com. You're going to find the link to the book there. Also, all our social media, Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And what else do we have? Instagram. Thank you to Mike Utech for setting up the website and keeping that free.
We're everywhere. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
buddy.
Happy
Charlene,
Thanksgiving.
God bless you. Thank you. For Charlene and Dayton, I'm Steve. Make it a great Peanut Butter Promise. Turkey.